I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, I have Dr. Dodge here today. Real excited about the topic. We've never done this topic, traumatic brain injury. Welcome, Dr. Dodge.
Thank you, Lisa.
You've been an associate chiropractor here at the Holistic Integration.
That's right.
Yes. And before that, you had your own practice.
Yes, I did.
For what, 15 years or longer?
I think about 15 years.
Yeah. Well, it's great having you. It's great having you here at Holistic Integration. You're a great asset
to the
practice. Great at adjusting and doing what you do.
Thank you.
So we appreciate you. So we're doing this topic on traumatic brain injury. Why were you so interested personally in doing this topic?
Well, the biggest reason is because it's something I live with. Mm. I've suffered several brain injuries over the years, and the last one left me with some permanent problems. And last month was Traumatic Brain Injury Awareness Month, and of course, going along with my own problems, I didn't realize it or didn't remember to bring it up until the month was over.
That's all right, because we're doing it now.
That's right.
It's good. You can laugh at yourself, right?
If not, I would spend way too much time stressed and crying. So, uh-huh. I laugh at it. I laugh at my issues. My coworkers laugh about it. We have a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You got a great sense of humor. Well, let's talk about, what is traumatic brain injury?
To answer that, I'm going to talk about acquired brain injury as well.
Okay.
We'll start with just a brain injury. Brain injury is when something occurs that damages part of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Acquired brain injury is when that something is something like a stroke or an infection. A traumatic brain injury is when that something is some sort of force from the outside world. So, for example, a fall,
mm-hmm.
getting beat up,
mm-hmm.
standing up into a sink and hitting your head. Mm-hmm. Those sorts of things can damage the brain as well.
Okay. So that's the difference between traumatic brain injury versus acquired.
Correct.
Okay. How many people have traumatic brain injury?
You know, when I was doing the research, it was staggering.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 1.7 million Americans sustain a traumatic brain injury every year.
Every year. 1.7 million.
Yes.
Wow.
And out of those 1.7 million,
mm-hmm.
125,000 end up with permanent disabilities. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure how they qualify that. I don't consider myself disabled,
mm-hmm.
but I think I may fall under those permanent disabilities
categories. Let's talk about the causes. Let's talk about the causes of traumatic brain injury.
Over 35% of the traumatic brain injuries occur from a fall, and that's mm-hmm. what my last one was.
Okay.
Simply a fall.
And that, you said 35%?
35%.
Mm.
Yes. Now, the second most common is motor vehicle accidents or crashes. And I think cycling accidents would fall under that category as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of my previous brain injuries involved a bicycle and a car.
Okay.
And then...
Were you on the bicycle?
I was on the bicycle, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't hurt anything other than my head.
Uh-huh.
By the way, a plug to wear your helmet. I was wearing my helmet both times, mm-hmm. and the helmet was destroyed both times.
That probably saved your life.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Very important.
Very important to wear a helmet, mm-hmm. you know, even when you don't think you're going to be around cars.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is just being your head being struck by something. You know, like I said, standing up into a sink or a cabinet,
mm-hmm.
Something falling and hitting your head.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things can do it as well. Assault, that would include domestic violence assaults.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 21% are unclassified, where they just aren't sure.
They're
what,
unsure.
Mm-hmm. Unsure what, just a lot of little other categories.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it costing, you know, traumatic brain injury with, I mean, the amount of people you said?
One report says that, and this report was in 2000,
mm-hmm.
they approximated that in the U.S. alone, it costs over $60 billion.
$60 billion,
yeah.
Wow.
Now, that same report estimated that in a person's lifetime, a person with a severe brain injury, in their lifetime, it will cost them between $600,000 and $1.8 million for care.
That individual.
Yep, that individual for that individual's care.
Mm-hmm. So how does it affect the brain and the body?
Okay, now before we go too deep into that, there's a question that I've asked people for years in practice, and that is, what is the most important organ in the body? Now, the fact that we're doing this on a brain, the fact that I mention it here in a brain injury conversation, I think everyone knows the brain. Yes, but most people won't say the brain when I ask that question in a general setting. Most people will say the heart. Mm-hmm. That is the most common answer. We'll get various other...
Because if you're... You could be dead pretty quickly.
Yep. If your heart's not working, you die quickly if your heart's not working. You know, if your brain's not working, you die immediately. I mean, that is the clinical definition of death, is when the brain's not working.
That's true. Okay.
You can do a heart transplant. Only in sci-fi movies can you do a brain transplant. And so the brain, we got to realize, is the most important organ in the body. And the question is, why? Mm-hmm. Well, it controls everything. Mm. It takes all the input from the outside world and the inside world and controls our heart rate. It controls our breathing rate. It controls digestion. We don't have to think about any of that.
Right.
Because the brain controls it. The brain is what makes it so that we can speak. We wouldn't be able to have this conversation if our brains weren't working. Mm-hmm. And we may seem to... at times that my brain isn't working as well because I may pause a lot longer or something like that because of the way it struggles. And I've already forgotten the question, so would you go back to the original question, Lisa?
That's not right. No, because that was really important to know that the brain does control everything.
Yes.
Everything. Our movements, our speech, everything. So let's talk about what effect the brain, you know, has on the body. Or what are some of the changes?
Oh, okay, some of the changes with a brain injury. They're kind of categorized into three different areas.
Okay.
The first one is thought-related changes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So thought-related changes after a brain injury could be a shortened attention span.
Mm-hmm.
Memory problems, poor judgment, difficulty processing, and that processing can be a hard time speaking. In fact, after my last brain injury, I went about a month where I could hardly get any words out. Mm-hmm. And it was painful for others to try to communicate with me. Mm-hmm. And it took me months before I got back to mostly normal. Problem solving difficulty, I mentioned language problems, difficulty learning new things. I was getting another degree when this happened, and that's not a possibility for me anymore. I can't learn quick enough to complete college courses anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's a significant thing. I personally can read a book and go back after I'm done and reread it and see things that I've underlined, and it will be as if I've seen it for the first time again.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to read things multiple times, go over things multiple times to be able to learn. But that's one of the changes that can occur.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen with everybody. But these are changes that can occur. So those are some of the thought-related. Physical changes. You can get weak, lose coordination. You can it can cause sleep problems, physical speech problems, not just the mental speech problems, but the physical speech problems like stuttering and things like that. It can cause changes in your sight. Your glasses prescriptions may change significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Your hearing, it can change sexual function. You know, another common physical change is partial or full paralysis from a brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I don't have that one.
Right.
No paralysis.
Well, as you know, as you were talking and sharing how your traumatic brain injuries affected you, you're in the perfect profession.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And that's why you're so good at it, because it's physical, kinesthetic.
Yeah.
You're great at palpating and knowing exactly what's going on. We've gotten you a scribe.
Yep, which helps tremendously.
You verbally, and she dictates for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finding those compensatory methods.
That's right.
And which we're going to talk about. When we come back, let's talk about, you know, some of the changes from traumatic brain injury. You talked about thought-related, physical. And when we come back, we're going to talk about personality and behavior change. We'll be right back. You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Holistic Integration. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Okay, we're going to talk about this rapid release technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say. It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
It's FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010.
Actually by a chiropractor.
It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. It's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
There's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. A lot of it can actually be very painful to achieve. And it's one of the things that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. What they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. It's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away. When it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. The good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate. And it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. What you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up and then it helps the body to dissipate it.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're talking today about traumatic brain injury, and we have Dr. Dodge as our guest speaker. Welcome, Dr. Dodge.
Thank you again, Lisa.
I really appreciate you sharing your story. I know that what you've been through hasn't been easy, and there's been changes in your life. You've been with us here at Holistic Integration for a few years, had your practice before that. Probably, you know, running your own practice was probably very difficult after these head injuries, I would assume.
It'd probably be easier to say not possible.
Not possible, okay.
after my own injuries, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
The position you're in as associate chiropractor, you're a very good chiropractor with the adjustment and the it's a great profession for you.
Yep, and what I do is there's not as much. There's problem solving, of course, but not as much as running a business. Mm-hmm. And it's more focused on the individual and health rather than all these other things coming at you.
Yeah, Dr. Prather and I understand that.
Yes, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
We have two or three of you providers that have had your own practice and never want to do it again.
That's right.
And we fully understand that. And you empathize with us. It's so nice.
Yes, I absolutely do. Absolutely.
Well, before we went to break, we were talking about some of the changes with traumatic brain injury. You know, the thought-related, the physical. Let's talk about a real big one, the personality and behavior changes.
Yeah, and that is a big thing. Mm-hmm. Some of the difficulties can end up with difficulties with social skills. The frustration levels or anger management mm-hmm. issues, those change. Mm-hmm. There can be a tendency to be more self-centered. Mm-hmm. And now, please don't think that each of these happen with right. any of these. You know, the brain is so complex, and it depends on what part of the brain gets injured and the person's ability to heal. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that it's rare that I haven't seen someone who isn't more irritable or frustrated mm-hmm. because of their brain injury. And it's mostly because they know what they've lost. Mm-hmm. And they were able to function a certain way before, and they can't function that way anymore. Mm-hmm. And it gets very frustrating. And there are days, you can ask John, our office manager, there are days I'm coming to him and I'm extremely frustrated because of things that are driving me nuts because I'm having such a difficult time. And he's like, no, you're everything's fine. Just mm-hmm. he talks me down. He talks me down. He says, no, you're doing well. I agree. We need to work on this, but let's help you do that.
Right.
And so mm-hmm. communication is key. And it can be difficult for someone with a traumatic brain injury. Some people get huge mood swings. They can be very aggressive or inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Also, along with this, I consider this kind of a personality or behavior change, even though it may not be directly related to the brain injury. But oftentimes, it doesn't have to be military related, but oftentimes people with traumatic brain injuries end up with issues like PTSD. Mm. Because there is a trauma involved.
Right.
Sometimes multiple traumas. Mm-hmm. And then you are dealing with a whole new set of issues
with the PTSD.
With the PTSD.
Wow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Now, along with behavior changes, here's a statistic that we talked about over the break, mm-hmm. and that is 46% of people who have sustained moderate to severe brain injuries are divorced within 5 years.
Mm. 46%.
46%. I'm not sure if I'm one of those statistics. Mm-hmm. I cannot remember. Memory is one of my mm-hmm. long-term problems.
Yeah.
I can't remember the dates, but if I'm not one of those statistics, I'm just barely outside of that. I got divorced shortly after. Mm-hmm. If it's not within the 5 years, shortly after the 5 years after my injury.
And do they attribute that to the personality and behavior changes?
I think that's part of it for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think it's all the changes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying that necessarily my divorce is specific. I'm sure my head injury had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let's look at some of the changes that occurred with me. Mm-hmm. Memory problems. For about 2, maybe 3 years, and even now I have significant issues with it, but for 2 to 3 years, we had some food storage. Our pantry was down in our basement. Mm-hmm. My ex-wife would ask me to go get 3 things. I'd go down to the basement, and I couldn't remember why I was down there. I'd go back up and ask her, what was it you said? Mm-hmm. She would tell me to go get 1 thing. I would go down, and I would be able to get it and come back up. Mm-hmm. She would then tell me the 2nd thing. I would go down uh-huh. and come back up. The 3rd thing. As you can imagine, for me, it was no big deal because... Right. You know, by the time I was getting the 3rd thing, I'd forgotten that I was had to go down to get the 2nd thing, and that I'd forgotten why I'd mm-hmm. gone down there in the first place. But could you imagine what it was like for her?
Mm-hmm. Frustrating.
I can't imagine that wouldn't be frustrating. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I had to have little sticky notes everywhere mm-hmm. to remember things. And, you know, you go from...
Thank God for Post-its.
That's right. Well, now I can do it on my phone, too. So I am a little more technologically savvy now with my phone and things like that.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, just my memory. I would tell her, oh, you'll never guess what happened. And she would smile and nod and nod. And then when I was done, she would say, do you realize you've told me that 5 times? And, you know, then I would get frustrated because, you know, I can see where the thought-related changes can put a strain on a relationship. The other changes can too, the physical changes. You know, someone's physical ability can put, and by all means, behavioral changes.
Right. So let's talk about your treatment.
Okay.
Because I think most people coming into the office and other employees wouldn't even know that you've had a traumatic brain injury.
And until we point a couple of things out, and then they go, oh, yeah, okay. But I think you're right. So my treatment, first of all, before I start that, I do want to say this wasn't my first brain injury. I've had several brain injuries growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
But this last brain injury is the one that has had the most lasting damage. And you have a greater risk of that with each
one.
Each subsequent brain injury. Mm-hmm. You run a greater risk of that being more severe, right, even though the injury may not seem as severe.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a myth, but it is still a very important thing to look at. And the myth is, the longer you wait to get treatment, the less likely you'll have a positive outcome.
Mm.
Part of my story is to show that that myth isn't true.
Okay, so that...
Because my injury occurred, and I didn't see a healthcare professional for over a month after my injury, even though it was devastating. I'm not sure why my ex-wife didn't take me to the doctor. I think part of it was because I said, no, I'll be fine. But it was obvious I wasn't right. I couldn't walk. You know, I used a cane. In fact, I used a cane for several years. I still, because of my balance issues, which is one of my permanent problems, I keep a cane in my car. And in the time I've been here, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Lisa, but in the time I've been here, I've had to go get it once.
Once?
Yeah, one time. You know, that doesn't mean that I've only fallen here once. And that's why I say, our coworkers wouldn't realize it until they say, oh, yeah, he is kind of wobbly. You know, I don't drink, but it may look like I'm drunk as I stumble through the halls here on occasion. We finally went, and they'll do imaging.
Yeah.
They'll do a CAT scan and MRI. Those are usually the standard imaging they'll do with a head injury. What they're looking for is... they're looking to see if there's, honestly, they're looking to see if there's another thing, something else going on, like a tumor or something like that, a bleed. That's going to be the big one they're looking for, is do you have a bleed going on in your brain? I was lucky I did not. So just because your MRI and CAT scan comes back normal doesn't mean you haven't had a serious brain injury. It's kind of interesting. They talk about a mild, moderate, severe, and it doesn't, you know, mild, moderate, severe does not get determined by what they see or don't see on the imaging. Now, if you do have a bleed, you won't have a mild, I will tell you that.
Yes.
It's the moderate or severe that will have a bleed, but moderate or severe doesn't mean, I mean, just because there's no bleed doesn't mean you don't have a moderate or severe injury.
Okay. So you had a CAT scan?
I had a CAT scan and an MRI.
Okay.
And they both came back clean.
Okay.
My time frames are messed up because of my memory, so...
Was there therapy that you received?
I went through physical therapy. For me, the physical therapy didn't do much. They were focusing on my balance and got no help with that.
Okay.
Honestly, I think God had a lot to do with my own treatment because it really wasn't with medical professionals. Before my injury... at church, the head pastor was getting ready to ask me to be the assistant pastor in charge of financial and membership records. And being that clerk for our congregation ended up being a huge benefit for me because I couldn't process things well, and I'm the one who was in charge of the finances. So I had to be very meticulous, and my work was checked and just everything. But doing that for a couple of years right after my brain injury helped me move things along. So it wasn't a matter of just sitting.
Therapy.
Yeah, it wasn't a matter of sitting and not doing anything. Now, that's something that could be considered like occupational therapy. Oh, yes. And we have an occupational therapist that works here. So I had a type of occupational, I don't want to diminish the profession by any means, but a type of occupational type therapy that was extremely instrumental in helping me process things.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk more about that and then how we can help here at Holistic Integration. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So I pull up at the entrance to the emergency room. No valet parking. I mean, if that's not the biggest oversight in our solar system. If there's ever a time where you want to go, can you park this? Because I need to collapse immediately. But no, I'm circling around a parking lot. Can I park there? I think I'm going to die. I'm dying too. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'll go up a couple levels.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
You should be able to get over it in 4 to 6 weeks whenever you get the COVID-19. The ones that actually go beyond that with all the symptoms, then those are the people that have been called the long haulers. Women who've had problems with Epstein-Barr virus and then also in childbearing years are the ones who are most likely to become a long hauler.
Have you treated this condition?
Oh, yes. We've gotten a tremendous number of patients with this, and most of them have actually been everywhere. Been to Mayo, Cleveland, Johns Hopkins, trying to figure out what's going on, and they're just not getting any answers. You need to actually approach it both from the structure and from the function standpoint and get the body balanced out, get the mitochondria built back up, work on the central nervous system, and achieving that homeostasis has been 100% successful.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Bring my friend, I said you call Dr. Robert. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about traumatic brain injury. We have Dr. Dodge as our guest speaker, and we really appreciate you sharing your story.
Thank you.
And like I said, most people, even your coworkers and that, wouldn't know that you've had multiple head injuries.
And that I struggle on a daily basis.
You know, you've used a lot of compensatory methods, which is very important to learn those. You were talking about some medical treatments. You had PT, a type of occupational therapy that you did. What other medical treatments are there?
Well, one person who is very important, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of several professionals, is a neuropsychologist. And they specialize in focusing on thinking skills and behavior problems. And they run a myriad of tests. And I'll tell you what, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's not physical.
So you
it's
experienced
not, I did,
that.
I did. Mm-hmm. It's not physical tests. It's
mental
and processing tests. Mm-hmm. You do an IQ test. You do a lot of other processing type of tests and memory tests. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the, and it takes most of the morning or most of the afternoon, it takes several hours. And mm-hmm. I was wiped out. I remember being totally drained. I had a headache, everything yeah. by the end of it. But what they were able to do is say, okay, pinpoint where my processing issues were. Mm-hmm. And then we could work on, and some of it was permanent. My memory issues are permanent. Mm-hmm. So then we work on ways to function with memory problems. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things that occur. But the neuropsychologist can help figure out exactly what it is, and they can help determine if someone needs medication. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that is a requirement. It's not something I needed. Mm-hmm. And even with that, but that doesn't mean that there aren't supplementation that I didn't do. You know, there's supplements that help with the brain.
Yeah.
Help with the brain healing, help with the brain processing, help. And so here at Holistic Integration, working with our nurse practitioner and our functional health coaches, having that consultation, find out exactly what supplements can help you mm-hmm. is essential.
Right.
Is essential.
What else, you know, how does Holistic Integration help others with traumatic head injury?
Well, one, we will evaluate, if someone hasn't had an MRI or CAT scan, mm-hmm. it's something that we will insist on. If they're coming here instead of the emergency room, they really need to go to the emergency room first. But after the initial, to make sure there's not a bleed going on, mm-hmm. then we can step forward. And like I said, working with our functional health coaches, working with me, we'll take some pictures that they won't have taken at the emergency room. We look at things mm-hmm. differently. We're going to look at how the head injury has affected the way the head sits on the neck.
And the nervous system.
Yep, mm-hmm. and then and how it affects the nervous system.
You're talking
system.
About x-rays. Yes.
Yep, we'll take those x-rays. Mm-hmm. And we will literally see if someone's head is on straight.
Uh-huh.
And if it's not, then that's something that I work to fix.
Right. And I'm sure in a lot of, because the head's been hit, that atlas, that first vertebra is going to be out.
Yes, and oftentimes significantly, we see some strange positioning mm-hmm. with a head injury.
Where it's shifted,
yep.
rotated, very important. So the adjusting is very important.
Very important, that's right.
We also provide occupational therapy services.
Yes, and we have got a great occupational therapist who, by the way, has recently completed
Certification and balance.
And balance issues, mm-hmm. which is a huge issue for a lot of people with brain injuries.
Mm-hmm. Very important. I know that you have a story to share on a patient mm-hmm. that you were treating. Would you like to share that story?
Sure. Before I do, Lisa, yes. there's one other thing that can work tremendously with brain injuries, and that is both acupuncture and auricular.
Yes.
And the auricular, often there's protocols for specific issues mm-hmm. That people with brain injuries suffer with. And so there's a lot of different things that we can do, and acupuncture can help with the healing process.
Yeah, and we do, of course, acupuncture auricular here.
Exactly.
Auricular ear points that we use, a probe to hit, and there are specific, like you said, points for head injury.
And various problems that head injuries bring
yes.
as well.
Right, because it does work the brain. It's working on the brain.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
I'm glad you brought that up. So tell us your patient's story.
Okay. This is a young adult. She suffered a significant brain injury and had some very significant mm-hmm. Problems with it. Her family has gone multiple places. And like we said, there's, one of the biggest problems is there's not like an umbrella of care mm-hmm. most places. And so they went here for this and here for that and here for this and here for mm-hmm. that. And just didn't feel like they were getting very far.
Right.
And she's had the problem for a little while now. Mm-hmm. She and I have had a lot of similar issues with it.
Yeah.
The good thing is her brain is a lot younger than mine. And I am thoroughly impressed with the balance changes that we saw in occupational therapy. She can do things that I can't dream of doing. In fact, she would try to do them. You know, she would do them and be doing them great, and then I would try to go follow, and Megan, our occupational therapist, would usually scold me, and I wasn't allowed to do it. But she still has some problems, but after going through our treatment plan, she can see a light at the end of the tunnel, she has begun to make some significant changes.
And in all those areas, thought-related, physical, personality, behavioral.
Yeah.
That's exciting. We just have a few more minutes, and I want to make sure you get to share anything else that you want to share on traumatic brain injury or your journey with it.
Like I said, I've had several.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to realize that although kids do bounce back, they can suffer from traumatic brain injury, and it's something to be aware of.
Right.
By the time I was 19, I had suffered 5 traumatic brain injuries that I am aware of.
Right. Right.
And that's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a lot more normal than most people will admit. You know, my soccer injury, my basketball injury, my cycling accidents. How many times as a kid does something happen to us that we get hurt and we don't go tell our parents?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of mine were significant that I had to tell my parents, but a couple of them I didn't.
Right.
And so if you notice any changes with your kids, behavioral changes or physical changes, if you notice any of those changes, look at things closely, because something else may be going on.
Right. If you've known they've hit their head, get them checked.
Get them checked. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Get them checked. And if you don't, it wasn't that bad, well, then don't go to the emergency room. Yeah, because I am a proponent of staying away from the emergency room as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So if it wasn't bad enough to go to the emergency room, come here.
Yeah.
Let's check them out here.
Right.
We can evaluate things.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be mild, but mild problems aren't mild.
Right. And they can accumulate.
They can.
And like you said, your cycle accident, you had a helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's right.
So very important. I have my little grandson on a tricycle. He has his helmet on.
That's right. Start him
young.
Might
be a tricycle, but
start him young.
Uh-huh.
And if they grow up wearing a helmet, they'll wear it.
Yes, they'll wear it. Well, thank you, Dr. Dodge. Very informative. We appreciate you sharing your story and your time today.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
What is auricular therapy, Dr. Prather?
Auricular therapy is where you're using the ear to make some changes throughout the body. And the basic area that you're looking at is the brain. Auricular therapy usually refers to electrical stimulation of the ear. You have ear acupuncture where you're using needle. Auricular therapy is a little bit different because you're using microcurrent on the ear in very specific types of settings to make changes in the entire body.
This is one, Dr. Prather, one of the most powerful therapies we do in my eyes, and would you agree with that also?
I would. It can have some far-reaching effects on people and can make some dramatic changes.
And I want to spell it for people because most of our listeners probably haven't heard of auricular therapy.
People shouldn't feel bad about that because a lot of doctors don't know about auricular therapy.
A-U-R-I-C-U-L-O therapy.
Which just means ear therapy. Dr. Norget, a Frenchman in the 1950s, is the one who brought auricular therapy into science. One of his main things was he helped to map the brain. He was a neurosurgeon. He started to do a lot of scientific study on the brain waves, the ears, and then mapped the brain and the ear points and how they related, and was able to come up with a whole system of auricular therapy, electrical stimulation of the ear along with acupuncture, to produce changes in people's health. So what we're doing with the auricular therapy is really rewiring the central computer. The ear is the conduit to the brain. We can hit different points on the ear and we can immediately show changes in the brain patterns. It used to be that you had to take off people's skull to actually measure that.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. Now they actually have MRI imaging that will actually show the changes immediately in the brain. And you can see exactly what's happening with the auricular therapy. Matter of fact, auricular therapy is the most proven therapy in the entire world. You can get direct correlation between the stimulation of the ear points and the changes within the brainwave activity. What we're trying to do with auricular therapy is to balance out the brain and the brain function. Very, very important part, because of course that tells the rest of the body what to do. You don't have the brain balanced, you're not going to have the proper effects and the proper health in the rest of the body.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
I'm joined by Michael, our producer, who wanted to jump in and comment on Dr. Dodger's interview. Michael, you were on our show before telling your story, Restoring Hope, Michael's story. Welcome.
Well, it's good to be here again. And when I did the show before, and it was an important show and to do for me, and I was so glad to hear so many good things happened as a result of it. But to be honest with you, I was depressed for a month after I did that show.
You were.
And as I told my story then, I was once the youngest radio talk show host in America, had a battle with a brain tumor. I was brought here to your office after a year in an induced coma. And at that time, I had lost my ability to speak due to paralyzed vocal cords from the seizures. I could no longer walk, but my life was saved here. But when I did the show last, It hurt to hear the voice on the radio that was not the radio voice that I remembered. Mm-hmm. And it was the paralyzed vocal cord voice. So if I'm volunteering to step in behind the microphone right now, that means something.
Yes, it does.
And I was so blown away by Dr. Dodge's interview, talking about his traumatic brain injury. And frankly, he's been my chiropractor for 3 years. I had no idea All that he's been through. And I just appreciated how open and transparent he was in his story. And when he came here as an associate chiropractor to your office, he came into a really difficult situation because here Dr. Prather has built this loyal patient base who completely trust him, which is a beautiful, wonderful thing. There's a flip side to that. If Dr. Prather has to do every single treatment in the office, from chiropractic adjustments, acupuncture, all the lab test analysis, getting to the root cause of things that only Dr. Prather can do, if he has to do every single treatment in the office, we're going to kill Dr. Prather.
Yeah, that's the first thought I had.
And so that's actually very bad for patient care. So it was so important that you were able to find an associate chiropractor, But also, what a challenge he had coming in, because the first thing that anybody's going to ask when the poor guy walked into the room is, where's Dr. Prather? And I felt the same way. Mm-hmm. I was skeptical. I thought, oh no, Dr. Prather's my guy. I mean, he's the reason I'm alive. For example, when I first came in as a patient, there was one day I came in the middle of a seizure. Dr. Prather did the Atlas orthogonal chiropractic adjustment and stopped the seizure right in the middle of it. So we've been through the trenches together. And So I'm like, I am not going to let somebody else adjust me. I even had a plan. This is awful. But I had a plan that I thought, I'm going to give this associate chiropractor, this Dr. Dodge guy, I'm going to give him one shot. And if he doesn't adjust me right, I'm going to just tell him, oh, you know what? I'm actually the producer of the radio show. And Dr. Prather and I probably have to go over some radio show stuff. So might
you
as well
had
sit
it
here
all.
It's awful. But I had an advantage. I was going to take it. And so he had strike one against him. Uh-huh. He's not Dr. Prather. Then I was going in and I said, okay, what's this guy's name again? And they're like, his name's Dr. Clinton Dodge. Well, there's strike two because I've never liked anyone named Clinton. And so, it should be noted that the views expressed by the guest are not necessarily those of the staff management of Holistic Integration, Dr. Prather, Lisa Prather, the Voice of Health Radio, or its affiliate stations. Sorry. You could take the radio talk show host off.
It wasn't his last name.
That's true. Sorry, it's one of those situations. You could take the radio talk show host off the air. You can't take the air out of the radio talk show host. So the poor guy has two strikes against him, and then he comes in to adjust me, and I thought, oh, wow, this guy's good. It's the same gentle chiropractic adjusting technique that Dr. Prather does. 80% of the profession does not do it that way. So that was amazing. And very quickly and almost immediately, Dr. Dodge gained the trust and respect of all of the patients. And that is an amazing accomplishment. And I can't think of a better accomplishment for a chiropractor than to say that if Dr. Prather walks by and says, are we good here? And I can wave him off and say, oh yeah, Dr. Dodge has my adjustments. Go do something else. That's an
amazing. He has your back.
That's right. He really does. And so I had no idea in the 3 years that he's been my chiropractor of what he's gone through or what he even continues to go through. I mean, you're talking about a guy who also is a U.S. Army veteran, continues in the reserves, right? Who, when he talked about balance issues, that surprised me because he showed me pictures of his motorcycle. We may have to have a conversation about the motorcycle. But I truly had no idea of all that he's been through and appreciated his candor. And part of me felt like I wanted to defend him on a couple of points because I've been there. And once you've been through an illness or an accident, sometimes we can be critical of ourselves afterwards and think, oh, I'm not as good as I used to be. And I know I'm being a total hypocrite with the voice too. Don't give me that judgy look, Lisa. We're not talking about my issues, are we? We're talking about Dr. Dodge's problems. So let's stay focused here. But so he said two things that I wanted to kind of defend him on where I thought he was hard on himself. Number one, he said it would be impossible for him to run his own practice after having that. And I wanted to say, you ain't the only one in healthcare that finds it impossible to run your own practice. Remember, prior to 2009, and I'll let the radio audience remember what happened in 2009, that prior to 2009, the overwhelming majority of doctors owned their own practices. By 2018, it was less than a third. And that's not because all those doctors had traumatic brain injuries. That's because of brain problems on the policymakers in Washington, D.C. And once again, the views expressed by the guest are not necessarily those of Dr. Prather, Lisa Prather, the staff and management of Holistic Integration, or the Voice of Health Radio. So that disclaimer just saved you from nodding.
I was just going to say amen.
But I know that Dr. Dodge has talked to me before saying what a joy it is that he can come in here and not worry about the wrestling with bureaucracy. He can totally focus on patient health. The other thing, though, I wanted to defend him on is he was talking about how he has compensations on a daily level by having a scribe in the room to take notes and things during the appointment. And I wanted to say, every doctor has a scribe in the room now. It's required due to electronic medical records and all those requirements. You have to have someone in the room taking notes so you can actually talk to and focus on the patient. And so there were a couple of areas, and again, I don't mean to dismiss any of the things that he's gone through or continue to go through, but I thought he was just being a little hard on himself on those, because as a patient, and I'm someone that dealt with memory issues following the brain tumor, I mean, my senior year of college, I went from having this radio talk show host memory to getting lost on my college campus and not knowing where I was. Thankfully, because of this office and particularly the auriculotherapy treatment that both Dr. Dodge and Dr. Prather talked about previously in the show. Those were absolutely vital. And then my memory is now back to that talk radio host memory. And if people wonder what a talk radio host memory is, let me define that for you. When it comes to government and the press, I have the memory of an angry ex-girlfriend. I remember every bad thing that they ever did. It's back. And so I'm sensitive to that, but I never noticed any of that in Dr. Dodge, in any of those issues in treating me. In fact, I can make the case, Dr. Dodge's memory is too good. And here's the story on how that's true. There was a prank played on me in this office where all the employees willingly went along with it. Not one employee said, no, I'm not participating in this. They all went along, and Dr. Dodge was more eager than most. And so the great evidence of a terrific prank is when the prank can boomerang on you and hit you again months later. And so it's months later after the prank, I'm going in for my rapid release therapy treatment, which you talk about every week on this show. I love that treatment. I look forward to that treatment every week. I'm in your rehab area. There's a young woman that's working there. I'm meeting her for the first time. She tells me, lay flat down on the table. So I lay face down. Again, no one else is around, just the two of us. Well, something in relation to the prank was written on my patient chart. And so this young woman I've never met looks at the chart and says, what does this mean? And I am so stunned that she even knew about that. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, thank goodness no one else is around right now. And I don't even have a chance to respond. Dr. Dodge appears out of nowhere. And when I tell you that he appeared out of nowhere, I'm face down on the table. I can't see. I can only assume there was a woman pushing a baby stroller. He leaped over the baby stroller. He pushed aside an elderly woman on a walker so he could be there at that moment and enthusiastically tell her blow by blow of what that meant in the prank. And I am laying there completely and totally defeated. I tell that story just to point out, Dr. Dodge did not have any memory problems on that day.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
And that's the other reason that I really didn't want to do this segment, because number one, I don't want to be on the air with my paralyzed vocal cords. But two, I don't want him to know I said nice things about him on the radio. But in all seriousness, I think I require a doctor that's been through the fire themselves. When I was first going through the tumor and meeting with all these supposed great brain surgeons and all this, there were times I wanted to ask them, you've never been through anything like this, have you? You've never had a loved one go through anything like this. Because if you had, you would be very different than what you are. One of the things that was great comfort to me in coming here is to know Dr. Prather's story. As a young man, he went through the fire. He had Graves' disease. His greatest healing was through the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment, and that inspired him to then want to go out and help people. I think when you go through it yourself, it breeds a deeper level of both passion and compassion. And I've seen that in Dr. Prather, definitely, and I've seen it in Dr. Dodge. But it was only today that I understood where that came from.
Right.
And he is an absolutely brilliant chiropractor. And I don't know the kind of chiropractor he was before his injury. I can't imagine that he was better than he is now. And I'm extremely proud to have him as my chiropractor.
Yeah. And when you say, you know, when he can say, I understand, and you have, you know, a provider like him and Dr. Prather, they understand because they've been through it.
Sympathy says, I feel for you. Empathy is a different level. It says, I've been there, but not only have I been there, I can show you the way out.
Yeah. Yes. I can help. I understand. Thank you, Michael, for sharing.
Thank you, Lisa.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.